Occasionally we'll talk about this. I'm diagnosed on the autism spectrum. If you're new to the show, you should know that. So when I talk about this sort of stuff, it's not like I'm coming out at a third party. This is me too. But I got a question from somebody saying, are there any good books for people with Asperger's or high functioning autism? Maybe you know somebody. There's one for adults that we have called Solutions for Adults with Asperger's. It's pretty good. I would recommend it. I know some people are a little put off by it. They feel like it's a little condescending to people on the spectrum. I don't. Like, it identifies us as being childlike in some ways.
Okay.
Some people don't want to hear that. I think it's true. I don't think it's all bad.
I don't think it's all bad.
I think there's a straightforwardness with a lot of people on the spectrum. And I think that's good.
Both of those things are some of my favorite qualities.
Right.
About you.
Sherry has said that. It makes me feel good. So I don't think it's bad at all to have that childlike quality.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think it's helpful if you read a book like that and you're able to challenge yourself on things to go, okay, this is the way I am, but is there anything I can do to get better?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of catastrophizing, which we tend to do, those of us on the spectrum go, forget everything. This all stinks. Like, I tend to do that. Forget everything. Like, no, things can get better. I can work on things like socializing.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they do get better, but I got to hang in there.